Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. We're talking about the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thanks a million. Great to be here with all of you. I hope you've had a great week, and you are lining up to have another great week. And,
yes, we are.
And we're packed in here in our studio talking sports. There's lots of stuff to talk about. There's a couple things that are going on we want to hit a little bit later on. There's baseball rumblings. I know a lot of my friends, Mike Horn,
yes,
are excited that the football playoff season is approaching.
There's
about four, maybe five games plus you get into the actual playoff spirit, and you now start seeing good games every week. The one thing that people love to talk about is, what is your favorite baseball team going to do to correct themselves to get in and win the World Series? And now here in L.A., that's always been the conversation. When are the Dodgers, going to get it up to get out there and do what it takes to push through the free agency decisions and go out and get the two pitchers and the third baseman that they need to put them over the top, because that's a loaded franchise.
Yeah, the Dodgers have a loaded franchise, but they have been in the playoffs, so they just don't seem to be able to win the big ones. I think they need a stronger bullpen, and they do need some more consistent starting pitching. I mean, Kershaw is okay, but he's not the ace of that staff. They need a couple of real good aces on there to keep it going, and it can pitch more than five innings. Come on, we can't just tear the bullpen apart.
Did you say Kershaw is okay?
He is okay. He's not the ace anymore.
No,
I'm sorry. You can't
not.
Call him the ace of the staff.
No, I don't think he should lead. This is the one thing I think a lot of fans are hoping that the Dodgers do, and that is go out and get Cole from the Astros.
Somebody like that.
Go out and get a big hitter. Go out and get a top-flight pitcher and have that guy, whether it's Cole or somebody else, and
give us your thoughts.
And Beeler.
Give us your thoughts by emailing Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. That's Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Hey, so are you the type of guy that wants to look put together but doesn't want to spend hours at the mall finding new clothes? So you can look great at the office, on the road, or even just on the weekend with friends and family? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands that work for you, and even let them know what types of styles you prefer. Stitch Fix is convenient. You get great clothes delivered right to you, so you can try new styles on in the comfort of your own home and make a decision without any pressure. And Stitch Fix is on your terms and priced to match your budget. There's no subscription required ever. Keep what you want and send back anything you don't. So, isn't it time you got it all together? Get started today at stitchfix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for men, women, and kids. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
Men, if you want to pee easier, listen to this. A new Nobel Prize discovery was just proven in a clinical trial to help men pee 241% more. ending multiple trips to the bathroom, and the constant urge to go. This breakthrough is finally available in a pill called Prostavive LS, developed by famed men's health expert Dr. Al Sears, and for a limited time, you can get a free bottle. Call 800-769-8155. Patients who've taken Prostavive LS are singing its praises.
Hi, my name is Paul, and I'm 73 years old. I used to get up multiple times a night to go to the bathroom, but after taking Prostavive LS, I now sleep through the night.
Prostavive LS does not require a prescription, and there are no side effects. But this free bottle is not available in stores. Call 800-769-8155 to get your free bottle of this Nobel Prize-winning discovery proven in clinical trials to help men pee 241% more. That's 800-769-8155.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, Home Advisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free Home Advisor app. Home Advisor.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need cash today? Have bad credit or maxed out cards? GotLoans.com can help. GotLoans.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 100 different lenders. You can get up to $5,000 with no paperwork. Get your cash as soon as tomorrow. Just have a checking account and a regular income source. For the personal loan you need now, whatever your credit, it's GotLoans.com. On your smartphone or computer, GotLoans.com.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Thanks so much for joining us here. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only All-Pro defensive end, the Sultan, as we call him, the Sultan of safeties, two safeties in one game in the same quarter, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Great to be here and be with all of you out there. You know, we've got some fan mail here stuff, and you know what's really great is that, you know, in some of the stories I tell about my travels around here and there, someone will email me like they have today. They will email me a photograph that they got of me in the boxing ring talking to Sammy Davis Jr.
Unbelievable.
From 1989. Of Hunter when I directed him in The Ring of Honor. And it was a great little story, and he was terrific. We had a lot of fun. And then the next photograph is of me.
Well, hold on. This first one I'm holding up here now is you and Sam. We do this show, by the way, live for you also on Wednesdays, where we put it on video, Facebook Live, Tiki Live on Roku.com. You go to the CRN Talk app there and look at it. And there's a picture of Fred, for those of you just in radio world. He's kind of leaning over, looking at Sammy Davis Jr., and he's pointing. You're pointing at him. You look like you're trying to give him like some kind of a hand cut to the neck or something there. Are you just talking? You're trying to drive home a point there.
I'm telling him I only want a large chili. He was an expert on chili. He cooked me chili at his house.
He did?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. And I don't think I have a photograph of that.
That's maybe.
So I'm telling him, I want the medium chili, Sammy.
So Pam sent this to you. It's from a 1989 episode of Hunter. And so your experience working with him is you talked him into making some chili for
you? No, he invited me to his house. He loves to cook and entertain.
He did?
He has a great place over there in Beverly Hills.
It's something else.
But
he can still throw a punch, too.
Well, yeah. Well, he should watch out for that, though. But
okay, and then there's another one.
There's another one here.
You had to tell us about this next
me
one here
with Don Rickles.
It's a little. This picture here is a little dark or whatever. That's Don Rickles in the shadows.
That's Don Rickles in the middle.
And that's you. We need to get the picture
and
a little
this
lighter.
This was we were setting up a scene where I'm supposed to cuff him and then take him to jail. This is the booking station in on the set, and I cuff him, and I told him, I said don't smart off, Don, otherwise I'm gonna cuff you to one cuff goes to your ankle, and then I'll perp walk you into jail.
Yes. And this is
he was lots of fun to joke with, and everybody loved him naturally, you know, but he was sharp on his game, as it were, and we had lots of fun.
Hopefully, Pamela sent us both of these. And Pamela, if you can, maybe resend that, lighten it up a little bit over there, because it looks like these two pictures have been sort of blacked out.
Sammy's beyond black
to protect
now.
The innocent there. No, Sammy's
eye
good.
Is the only thing that's helping us find out where he is.
Sammy's okay.
If he has that patch on the other eye, we're going to lose Sammy.
Try to get us better quality pictures if you can, but we thank you for just getting us that.
Indeed,
all right.
That's
now,
a nice memory.
Here's
right
the deal.
There.
You and I think we went 9-6 or something. We're still having a tough
year.
10-6. We go 10-6.
Yeah, 10-6.
We're not going to win.
And I'm not passing that around either.
10-6. Yeah. I'm not mentioning that to anybody. And we picked the New York Jets last week to beat the Bengals, and it just didn't happen. Yeah. And there was, if I would have known this, I would have. There's a story out that says a guy in Indiana who's a huge Bengals fan. His guy's name is Adam Gase, and he apparently spent 57 days living on the roof of the restaurant that he owns, because back in Week 4, when the Bengals got plastered by the Steelers 27-3, this guy. Jeff Lanham said he'd be living on the roof of his Hog Rock Cafe if Cincinnati didn't beat the Cardinals the following week. So he'd stay there until his team won its first game. So the Bengals just didn't win, and this guy Jeff Lanham made his way up to the roof, and he didn't just sleep there. He was up there 24/7. This guy watching TV, munching on snacks. He had a luxurious tent, but it's cold this time of year in Indiana, and he had the wait staff from his restaurant bringing him meals. His wife would come up and pick up the laundry. He showered and used the bathroom in his restaurant on the second floor. Otherwise, every minute of every day, he was on the roof, and he even hosted Thanksgiving dinner there.
He was committed. I love him.
So I guess the win by the Bengals over the New York Jets.
Well, you know, when we were handicapping this last week, you know, honestly, I always go through this and say they're at home playing against the Jets, who are terrible, and we're not going to – at some point in time, you've got to win. You know, you're not going to go 0-16. They did, but they'll win another game. They'll go 2-14, something like that.
Miami won last week.
Yeah, I know. And my instinct was to go with the home team, Miami against Philly, and Philly sucks. And there's too many things on here that really bother me about these teams. There's too many teams jaking it, believe me.
We're going to have it out with Adam Burns, the sportsbook manager with BetOnline.
Yeah, I tip my hat to Adam because, he's in the business. It's the gambling, sports handicapping.
He's got to pick them, yeah.
It's very difficult to do. These guys, they come in, they're not prepared. They don't really start playing until around week six. And so they got 10 games that they're kind of good in, and then they get hurt, and then they're not around. Like a lot of these teams that we bet on during the year, I bet on.
We picked
based on the fact that everybody was going to play. And guess what? So many of them at the last minute dropped out.
Yeah.
They just dropped out.
You say by the middle of the season they're ready to go, or in the Bengals' case, by week 13 they were ready for a win.
Yeah, they're stretched out by week 13.
Yeah, it's really something. So anyway, this guy comes down off the roof with a Bengals fan over there, and Adam Gase was helped this guy get down. Jeff Lanham was up there on top of the roof over there, and Jets. They should have won that game, but they didn't. So congratulations to the Bengals. Congratulations to to Miami. They won that game. There's a lot of people that won. I didn't think the Rams would win. They won. Now you got
well,
this
you
big
know,
setup.
Well, you know, I made a mistake on the Rams. I did that because I was –
You were a little upset about it on
Monday
night.
I was upset on Monday night, you know.
You
and
did.
I figured, you know, they're going to go to St. – they're going to go
it's
to
your old team,
they're going to go
God's
to
sakes.
The Cardinals, and they're going to go to Arizona. And Arizona's going to put up a real good fight because they got a similar type of a quarterback. Yeah. And a sprinting run out quarterback, but he laid down too. That whole franchise.
But
is
I don't want to go against the Rams, and I kind of like them. But I went with your expertise. My gosh, this is your team that you played most of your career with.
But it doesn't make any difference. They've been gone 25 years. I have no allegiance in terms of in terms of that. But
we should have picked
them. What's very frustrating is to watch, I think, a defense, a Ram defense, that is softening up at the line, the line of scrimmage.
You don't want to do that. How about that Baltimore 49ers game? That was quite a fest out there on the field.
And
huh?
We didn't see it because it was on NFL Channel.
I did. I watched it.
Did you see the whole thing?
I went to the Red Zone Channel and watched it.
All right.
I kept to see the games being cut out. You have that channel, by the way. You have to watch that channel. It's great.
What, page 300?
Yeah, it's in the 300s.
Well, every time I dial those numbers over there.
What happens?
I don't find
it. No connecty.
I don't find anything.
Pay more money. Get the higher channels.
Yeah, I'm going to pay more money. I'm paying $189 a month.
You should be getting them then.
Yeah, well, I don't get them. And you got to come over. We got to call these people.
I got to fix your TV. Fix Fred's TV. It's a part-time job of mine.
Talk to them in a dialect.
We'll be back.
See if they can figure it out.
That's it.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Yeah, welcome back here. We're in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. We got lots to talk about here on the show today. And one of them is, first, happy birthday. Pamela, who sent us all those pictures, is having a birthday today. So we want to wish her a happy birthday, huh, Fred?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I want to say hi also to Gail, everybody else watching on Facebook Live. We're on the Roku. We're on the Tiki Live, crntalk.com. You can check it all out. We're here every week at this time. Thanks for joining us in the Sports Lounge. Now, we're talking about the Ravens, and they've been really coming on much because of the their quarterback, Lamar Jackson. And he says he's going to be honored to break Michael Vick's quarterback rushing record, Fred Dreyer. So,
yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, well.
What do you mean, look, yeah, well?
Football is football. We keep everything in their respective columns.
Yes.
This is true. What's true is that Michael Vick was a terrific runner.
Season rushing record for quarterbacks.
Yes. 900, when, what was it? 1,020. Jackson's.
Jackson says it's going to be an honor. He said, Mike Vick's my favorite player. For me to do such a thing is incredible. He had that record for a long time. It'd be pretty cool, but I'm focused on the win regardless. Yeah. And the Lamar Jackson needs just 63 yards to surpass Michael Vick, who ran for 1,039 yards back in 2006. He had blazing speed, elusive moves.
13 years ago.
Averaged 81.4 yards rushing through 12 games. And Lamar said, I'll be honest, I didn't think it would ever be broken. That's what Vic said, but Vic told Fox Sports 2 weeks ago, I didn't think a guy would come along and play between tight hashes and do the things that I've done, but it's just a pleasure for me to watch and see another guy just emulating that style and doing it better. So there you go. Michael Vick, wasn't he knocked out of football for a while for the dog stuff and everything, huh?
Well, what's interesting is what else is also true is this league – and I got to be careful how I say this.
Careful.
Well, wait a minute. Let me say it.
Okay. Just want to say careful.
God.
Just want to say careful.
I want to be fair to Lamar Jackson. I hope he breaks the record. I hope all of these records are broken eventually. But the interesting thing is when you put the spotlight on the record he's breaking, it belongs to a guy. You know, who's been welcomed back into the pro football fold, and people refer to him, and that's Michael Vick, and this guy, you know, you just have to stop and think about it. I was talking to a very good friend of mine, who has a dog, and I said, you know. Michael Vick strangled dogs.
Oof.
He strangled them personally.
Oof.
He drowned them personally. And he electrocuted them personally.
Wow.
So I'm all for putting things into perspective. Truth is truth. I'm not saying that this is a bad thing, that we're celebrating the record being broken by Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson was about 8-9 years old when this guy was killing dogs and being sent to jail. And there's a lot of other people there who are fans of Michael Vick, and that's wonderful. He went to jail, he paid for it, and that's fine. And let's get on with life. But when you shine the light back on somebody, you know what comes with it is what I just said.
Yeah.
And so I'm not saying that he should not be revered. I'm just saying let's also talk about that.
Yeah. All right. I'm with you on that.
All right.
I'm with you. You said it the right way. Very good. Now, We mentioned this big game coming up, the one to watch this weekend, the Rams, Seahawks, and the Vikings, Lions. If the Vikings lose to the Lions and the Rams beat the Seahawks, both teams would be 8-5, and the Rams would hold the tiebreaker based on the conference record. So It's kind of an interesting weekend in that game for you. Now, can we talk a little baseball possibly? Because the Angels, I don't know, they picked up somebody from the Orioles, a pitcher or whatever. But the big thing is that the city of Anaheim has they've come together with the Angels, and they've sold the Anaheim Stadium to the Angels, to this this group here, to the SRB Management LLC, of which the Angels owner Artie Moreno is a partner. And in exchange, the Angels agreed to stay in Anaheim through at least 2050. Now, they tried to get the name back to the Anaheim Angels. That's not going to happen. It's the Los Angeles Angels. You know, they started that way. I don't think they ever should have changed their name. Yes, they play in Anaheim, and I don't even like the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Let's throw that out. It's the Los Angeles Angels.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
And put Los Angeles on your uniform.
Yeah. So the Angels would now own the stadium, but they're going to stay in Anaheim. That's where they're going to be playing.
They're going to renovate it.
Yeah.
They're going to get rid of that rock pile out there.
Well, that was always a nice thing when you come out. I always think it's
nice
such
thing.
A beautiful, nice stadium.
No. It was idiocy. It was more of the
well, your old owner did
well,
some of that.
Doesn't mean anything.
Okay.
That rock pile out there was a Disney marketing gaffe.
Yes.
To sell their movies and stuff.
Yeah.
And so you know, it looked like hell. Don't commingle the sport. You know, I'm a purist. I want the damn center field to be a center field, not to be a freaking Disneyland.
So then you don't like the stadium in Phoenix then, do you?
What do you mean?
Well, they got a waterfall or something out there, like a hot tub or something out in the, don't they, out there?
No, it's Arizona.
I mean, Arizona, yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that
Phoenix.
Either.
Yeah,
I don't like that either.
The Diamondbacks, the stadium's in Phoenix.
Is that a gimmick to get people to go to the stamen?
Yeah, they pay extra to sit in the hot tub and watch the game.
Can you imagine being marketed to, hey, Bertha, let's get out there for that Dodger doubleheader out at the stadium and bring your bathing suit so we can have, you know, you can rub my feet.
Something to talk about.
Jesus.
So anyway, so here's the thing, you know, with the Angels. The story goes, you know, that stadium in Anaheim, the Angels started out at Wrigley Field in Los Angeles. Then they played at Dodger Stadium for a while. And then they got their place in Anaheim over there. And it was built for baseball. But then Georgia Frontieri moved the Rams from Los Angeles to Anaheim. And they Carol Rosenblum. And that, you're right. And so they redid the stadium. And Gene Autry went out there and looked at it.
Yep.
And took his cowboy hat off. I heard this from a construction worker. And he just threw it down on home plate because they destroyed his baseball park, and it's never been the same
right.
since.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. And they made us play on a baseball field, which
that's
is
right.
like playing on concrete.
There you go.
It's a terrible field to play football on. So
and
what are they doing?
They left
and
went
and,
to St.
And,
Louis.
And the other thing is what they should be doing right now is finding land somewhere in the North County of Orange County.
Really?
And building a new baseball-only stadium.
It's the fourth oldest stadium in the major leagues, that stadium there in Anaheim.
It looks it.
We'll be back.
Attention sports fans, now you can watch every football game you want all season long without leaving your home with Dish for about $50 a month. Compared to your cable bill, you can save almost $600 a year. Call right now and sign up for Dish and watch every football game you want. With Dish, there are no boxes to pay, plus get free installation as soon as tomorrow if you call now. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch your favorite sports and channels on your smartphone, tablet, or laptop. Be one of the first 100 orders right now and get a free voice remote. Don't miss a single football game all year long and save a ton of money. Get a free voice remote and free installation as soon as tomorrow. But you gotta call All American Dish right now.
800-380-4452. 800-380-4452. 800-380-4452. That's 800-380-4452.
We're back in the Sports Lounge. Let's get some basketball news. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only legendary Fred Dreyer, the incredible, iconic actor and the all-pro defensive end. What about this LaMelo ball?
Yeah,
first off, NBA ratings are down, they say.
Yeah,
and I don't think I'm too panicked about that. You know, the NBA TV ratings, the NBA on TNT viewership down 22%, NBA on ESPN down 19%, but they got all these local networks that carry most of the games now, and the ratings are up on those. So what's the deal?
Well, look, you've got injured stars.
Yeah.
You know, you've got all these guys that people really like, DeMarcus Cousins, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, Zion Williamson, all these guys that people want to see.
Yeah.
And if they can't see them, they're not going to follow their respective teams.
Well, the West Coast has the imbalance. LeBron and James Anthony Davis now both playing with the Lakers.
Oh, by the way.
Yes.
Speaking of imbalance.
What's the balance?
One of the things you're seeing,
yes.
you started to see it already, but what you're seeing is that there's total free agency. The players, superstar players, are now creating superstar teams. And so take the Lakers. The Lakers were, you know, forget the fact that they're a high-profile team in a great area
right.
with a great history.
Right.
But what you're getting is you're getting teams now who are polarized away from the rest of the league, and so now you've got LeBron and Anthony Davis and Kawhi Leonard and George.
Right.
In the same city with two respective teams all of those players,
yes,
you know, are missing from the lineup of the other teams. So people are saying, hey, wait a minute, you know, I live in Texas. Do I have to be a Laker fan or a Clipper fan or, you know, all those teams are the ones that are going to win, so what am I looking at?
Imbalance.
And you've got everybody polarized into like 5-6 teams that are kind of already, Charles Barkley said it, already they're starting to pick out who's going to be in the finals.
Your thoughts on that? Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. That's Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Message and data rates may apply. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
Do you, or does someone you know, sweat the bed? Do you ever wake up feeling like you've been sleeping on a slip and slide? Sweating the bed is a serious but a common problem that affects your sleep, health, and happiness. Plus, it's just plain gross. But it's not you. It's your mattress. Fortunately, there is a cure. It's called Purple. Purple is the only mattress with a scientifically engineered smart comfort grid. This patented technology is designed to let air flow freely so you sleep cool. Side effects of sleeping on Purple include sleeping better, feeling better, and, well, honestly, smelling better. Try the Purple mattress risk-free for 100 nights and never sweat the bed again. Take advantage of our best Black Friday sale ever and save up to $400 when you buy a mattress and premium sleep bundle by texting SLEEPY to 84888. Sleep great through the holidays and get up to $400 off by texting SLEEPY to 84888. That's SLEEPY to 84888.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
This is Wesley's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
When I'm just getting off work, there's only so many hours left in the day, so I definitely don't want to spend all my time waiting in line for car parts. With O'Reilly, I can buy the parts I need online and pick them up on my way home. It's so quick and easy, I don't have to worry about losing daylight to get my car up and running.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Football and basketball seasons are in full swing, so get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional sports. Every spread, every total, every winner or loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can even bet on wild proposition bets like who will be the first head coach to get fired, or who will win the NBA MVP. Get the fastest to market odds, updates, and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, betonline.ag. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code COACH55. That's COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Thanks so much for joining us here. We're with you every week at this time. We're on Sirius XM Channel 211 on a couple of different times. Mike Geary will tell us that they were on, I know, Saturdays at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern, and then Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Pacific, 9 a.m. Eastern. And then we're on radio stations all over the country.
All over the place.
We're on crntalk.com. We're on CRN Talk Radio Network.
We're multi-platform.
Sports Byline.
We're multi-platform.
We are. And right about now, we'd like to bring in our guest here, Adam Burns, from the he's the sportsbook manager for betonline.ag. How'd you do last week? Because we did terrible, Adam. How did you do?
There was a couple of games that went in our favor pretty big. Some did not. It was sort of not a break-even week, but we had a decent week overall.
Yeah, Fred, you said 10-6.
We were 10-6, and believe me, it was like root canal watching these games.
Oh, boy, something else. But, hey, just backing up a little bit there, Adam, I don't want to leave the deal in the past here, but that 49er Baltimore Raven game was something else, wasn't it?
Yeah, we needed the Niners to cover pretty big, so that was one of the ones that went in our favor. So it ended up working out that they covered. In that game, but
what was the point spread, Adam?
It was 5.5.
They won by three. They lost by three. They won by three.
Yeah.
All right. What's the big game to watch this week in your estimation? What do we want to really concentrate on this week, Adam?
Well, tomorrow's game is pretty heavily bet.
We don't talk tomorrow's game. Let's talk weekend. I want to talk weekend games, Adam. Here, okay. I'm looking at the big Sunday schedule. What do we want to talk about?
Obviously the Seahawks Rams is an interesting one. That game's essentially a pick 'em right now. The Rams are -1.
Yeah.
We're taking about 60% of the money on the Seahawks, though. They've been playing really well, and the Rams have had some issues this year. Kind of an inconsistent team, so that's probably one of the biggest, most interesting games.
Well, the Seahawks were very impressive against Minnesota.
Yes, of course. And, the Seahawks did have a couple bad games this year, but they're looking pretty good right now. And
that can give you a hint.
I can see why more bettors are betting on them than the Rams.
Yeah, they should, because they're a quality team. And they're not hurt. They're not beat up.
So the Seahawks favored by a point right now, but that could change each way. I'm telling you, the Rams look pretty good. And I'm thinking the Rams are going to win this game. It's being played in Los Angeles. Am I correct on this one here, Adam?
Yes, and it's actually the Rams -1 right now.
Oh!
But like I said, we're taking more money on the Seahawks. So it's the late game, or one of the late games on
Sunday.
On Sunday.
That's
so,
the Sunday night game,
It's the Sunday night game. So it's probably going to be one of our heaviest bet games of the week by the time the game rolls around. So we take most of our bets on Sunday leading up to the games. Another big one, obviously, is the Patriots game.
Yeah.
They're -3 at home against the Chiefs.
Yeah.
So that's a big game, obviously. Right now we're taking a little bit more money on the Patriots, but it's not too big of a decision right now for us. But that's obviously a game that a lot of people are going to be tuning into for sure.
Yeah, because the Patriots lost last week, so we got to see what happens here. Now, this is, you say what, the 3-point deal here? Is that the point spread right now?
Yeah, correct. Patriots are -3.
-3. Now, if you're looking at the playoff picture, if the Rams win and beat the Seahawks, and if Minnesota loses to Detroit, Minnesota and the Rams are tied for that last spot. So what do you think of that Detroit Lion-Minnesota Viking game? That one's way out of control. Heavily favored are the Vikes on that right now, correct?
Yeah, Vikings are huge favorites, almost 2-score favorites at -13. And we're still taking money on them to take out the Lions. So that's the biggest spread of the week. Sometimes when there's those big spreads, though, we don't some people like to lay away from it because it's, you know, those backdoor covers at the end of the game. So we are taking more money on the Vikings at minus 13, but it's not going to be probably that heavy bet game.
What about the Saints, Saints-Niners?
Another good one.
Yeah, I mean, two teams with, you know, huge winning records. Niners, you know, could have won last week as well.
They sure could.
So, Saints are minus 2.5 at home. We're taking more money on the Saints. I could see this going to 3, you know, within the next day or so.
Is this at New Orleans?
Yes, correct.
I see. Yeah, that'd be a good game.
You know, they obviously play well at home. So we're seeing a trend towards New Orleans from our bettors.
That guy, we don't want him to get back on the roof there for the Bengals. What about the Bengals-Browns game? How do you think that one's going to go?
Somebody get some information.
What's happening there, Adam?
Yeah,
well, the Browns are minus 8.5 right now at home.
Yeah.
This is right now our lowest bet game of the week, and I can see why. I mean, it's not a game you really want to put on compared to the other ones. So, you know, there probably won't be a decision for the book on our end at Bet Online.
That's
a game that right now is just no one's really touching it.
All right, Adam, how do we get in touch with you if people want to get in touch with Adam Burns? What's the website?
Yeah, it's betonline.ag. You can also follow me on betonlineburns on Twitter. And, you know, if you have questions or whatever, you could always message me on Twitter, and I usually get back to you pretty quickly.
Thank you so much.
Imagine this is your money, and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597.
We're back here in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. And a little bit more, we were talking about the Angels and Artie Moreno and this group, this SRB Management LLC, of which Angels owner Artie Moreno is one of the principals, is a partner. They have purchased the City of Anaheim, sold them Anaheim Stadium, so they can either renovate the stadium, sell it, find some other land. I say they should just plow it down and put a new stadium right there on that land. It's pretty easily to get to, don't you think? Keep it where it is and just
dig a hole. They should dig a hole.
Yes.
At home plate.
Yeah. And
work their way out towards center field.
Yeah.
And then take out the entire center field, and then take out left field and take out right field and start over again.
Yeah.
And rebuild the stadium.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, like the Dodgers did a couple of years ago. You know what they did? They dug down behind right field and left field, right around the left field line from third base out to right field, from first base out to right field, from third base out to left field. And they dug down and they put in a whole new infrastructure, clubhouse, spas, weight rooms, pitching and hitting areas. It was terrific. And that's what the Angels should do if they're going to stay there till 2050.
Yeah, they should kind of take it and do it over.
Yeah, I mean, what the hell? I mean, you know, did they buy it? Did you say they bought it?
They're buying it. So Artie Moreno,
they are buying it.
They're buying it. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's the best thing you could do is get the city away from that.
Anaheim sold 133 acres of surrounding land for $325 million to SRB Management LLC, and Artie Moreno is a partner in that. And in exchange, the Angels agreed to stay in Anaheim through at least 2050, and they would own their stadium for the first time in their history. And that's the new thing. The teams own their own stadiums.
Yeah, you have to do that.
And so even the mayor of Anaheim, Harry Sidhu, said today's the first step in enabling us to invest in our future by building a winning team and delivering a high-quality fan experience, because then the people don't want to have to pay taxes to fix the stadium. It's now up to the
fans are totally fed up with the experience in center field.
Well,
it's a terrible, terrible experience.
Yeah, and the bleachers, maybe you're right about that. But
come on.
And some of the seats are turned. They've taken them and sort of turned the seats so they face the plate, so you're not like staring when it was a football field. They've twisted them around a little bit. But here's the deal.
It's a baseball field only. It should be.
Yeah, it should be. Now, the oldest stadium in the major leagues is Wrigley Field, followed by Fenway Park in Boston, followed by Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, followed by this Angel Stadium in Anaheim.
I thought Fenway was older than Wrigley.
Yeah, Wrigley's the oldest one. Well, sorry.
How old are they?
I don't know. But Wrigley Field in Chicago is the oldest, followed by Fenway.
I thought.
Sorry, Boston fans.
I thought
fans.
Fenway was 1912.
Well, then
it
maybe.
It was the year that the Titanic went down.
Well, Wrigley Field is older. And Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles. And Angel Stadium opened its doors in 1966, and it's older than every stadium except Wrigley Field in Chicago, Fenway Park in Boston, Dodger Stadium in L.A.
I was working for Hanson Engineering, which was an aluminum machine shop.
What were you doing? What was your job there?
My job was to work the profile machine and cut large pieces for airplane wings out of blocks of aluminum. And
really?
then clean up the shop, and then on Friday, they always maybe go out there on Friday,
yeah.
And then load up the truck,
yeah,
and drive from Lawndale, which is right there between Hawthorne and Redondo Beach.
We're talking Southern California.
That's correct.
Now. Fred's
and,
hanging out.
And right where I was raised.
Yes, in Lawndale.
And they gave me a job there, and after my father died, and so I had a nice job, and I worked as much as I wanted to work, but I would drive the truck full of airplane parts,
yes,
out to places like Anaheim and Pasadena and Orange County, places at that time that were just starting to sprout. And so I drove out there one day, and it was so much traffic, I pulled over to the side of this road where there was a lot of tractors and a lot of heavy equipment parked and people driving up and down. And so I opened my lunch box, and I started to have my lunch.
You had a lunch box.
And I had my lunch, and I had a soda, an orange soda. And
Boy, good memory.
I was just sitting there so happy. And then a guy comes along on like a moped. And he comes up to me,
yeah,
and it was just dusty as hell. And I knew that he was going to – he made the motion to me, roll your window down. I want to talk to you. I went, it's too – and I said – I yelled at him. Too dusty. I don't want to talk to you. Who are you? He had no uniform on. Had a hard hat, and, yeah, and he was riding a moped. So I rolled the window down, and, you know,
Full of dust. We
squeaked out a conversation. And he says, what's your business around here? And I said, well, what's yours? He says, "Well, I'm here for security, making sure that nobody vandalizes this new stadium." Now, when he says this, I looked over. I said, "Is that lump of dirt over there a stadium?" And he says, "That's where it's going to be. That's going to be home plate,
yeah,
and it's going to face out that way." So I got out of the car, and me and this guy gave him some soda. Me and this guy talked about Angel Stadium. This is like 1964.
He was a security guard on a moped.
This is 1964.
Moped was
and
his
we
vehicle?
Became good pals.
Yes.
I said, gosh, Ernie.
Ernie was his name?
Thanks. Thanks so much for filling me in. And so I knew. So I took all that new information.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
What an interviewee you are, man. You're
oh,
great.
And it was great. And it was so fabulous. And so when I went to Angel Stadium when they played the Orioles or somebody.
Yeah.
When I went to Angel Stadium, I said, this is right what Ernie was pointing to. Right here.
Memory Lane with Fred Dreyer here on the Sports Lounge. How much soda did you have to give him?
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, You qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. And Fred, there's a documentary on the Washington Nationals that's going to premiere on Monday, mm-hmm. and it's a documentary set Monday night to premiere at the Anthem at DC's Wharf. And a lot of the Nats personnel are going to be there. First baseman Ryan Zimmerman. It was the team's first ever draft pick. It's going to be narrated by Craig Melvin of the NBC. And documentary produced by Major League Baseball is going to be available on DVD and Blu-ray starting on Tuesday. It's a big deal. Show their miracle year.
Okay.
Thought I'd tell you that. And then Gary Sheffield. Did you catch that story?
Yeah, the smoking cigar guy.
51 years of age. He's smoking a cigar. One of the big power hitters of his era. He says 50. I tell you, he's 51. Slugging home runs at batting practice, knocking him out. Some team should pick him up at 51. He played 22 years. Milwaukee Brewers, Padres, Florida Marlins, the Dodgers, the Braves, the Yankees, the Tigers, the Mets. Remember how he used to wave that bat when he'd get up there? He'd just kind of wave it.
Yeah, he had great wrists.
Didn't he?
Yeah,
he could snap them all out of there. That was good stuff.
Yeah, he could poke them out.
Yeah. So that's a kind of interesting story. Any comments on that one?
Yeah.
No, nothing there to talk about. All right, emails for you here. Gail says today, we mentioned it's Pamela's birthday. Happy birthday to Pamela. Lonnie says, my prayers are with Terrell Pryor. He was terrific as a former college football quarterback out of Ohio State University in his early days in college and as a wide receiver for the Oakland Raiders, Cleveland Browns, and New York Jets.
Well, he got stabbed by his girlfriend.
Yep.
Isn't that right?
Yep.
Is he... what's the prospectus here?
I don't know. I don't have an update on that at all. So
because that's not a good deal.
Yep. Iron Bowl thoughts from Emma. Wants to know what you think of the Iron Bowl.
Was that Michigan?
I have no idea. I haven't looked at my bowl games. It's going to be a good one. That's all we're going to say.
Yeah.
All right,
I'll take your word for it.
We got to get out of here. Don't forget, follow Fred_Dreyer on Twitter, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email us, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer.
Well, Pamela Johnson's birthday, I want to wish her all the best. Thank you, Pamela, and for being a great fan and checking with us all the time.
Follow us on iHeartRadio Talk and stay in touch 24/7. A special news and update station you control. That's iHeartRadio.com/talk.